In this bulletin, Victoria remains in a strong position ahead of more COVID-19 restrictions being eased this week. Group of Seven leaders finalize discussions on climate change, COVID-19, and international relations. And in tennis, Serbian champion Novak Djokovic triumphs at this year's Roland Garros French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Asama Vadim. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is standing up for Australia's aggressive COVID-19 suppression strategy internationally. Speaking at the G7 summit in the United Kingdom, Mr. Morrison said he would rather be living in the arrangements Australia has than anywhere else in the world. It comes as Victoria hopes to ease COVID-19 restrictions later in the week, following a circuit breaker lockdown after a recent outbreak in Melbourne's north. There are now 68 active cases in the state, and the one new case recorded on Sunday is linked to the R-Care Maidstone Aged Care Facility. The group of seven wealthiest nations in the world are finalizing day three of the 47th G7 summit. Climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic dominated this year's discussions, with leaders pledging to do more to solve both problems. 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses will be donated by G7 countries over the next year, with the private sector, G20, and other countries to also increase their contributions in the months to come. Leaders have also pledged their commitment to a 2050 net zero emissions target, something the Australian federal government is yet to commit to. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he won't be making a promise without action, claiming even countries who have made the pledge are yet to see results.
I've heard it from countries that frankly haven't had any reduction in their emissions. I've heard it from countries whose emissions are still rising.
Australia is on the pathway to net zero. Our goal is to get there as soon as we possibly can. For Australia, it is not a question of if or even by when for net zero, but importantly, how.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says world leaders didn't invite Mr. Morrison to speak, rather to listen.
Climate is a critical issue at this G7. It is the only game in town. When they sit down to discuss climate, Scott Morrison will be sitting at the kids' table. And I think part of the reason he's been invited to this summit is so that the rest of the world can give Australia a dressing down on climate.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was positive about her encounter with United States President Joe Biden and the flow-on effects of a renewed relationship with the U.S.
The election of Joe Biden as American president does not mean that the world no longer has problems, but we can work on solving these problems with renewed vigor. And I think it is very good that we have now also become more concrete at this G7 meeting.
Israel's parliament has approved a new coalition government, ending leader Benjamin Netanyahu's historic 12 years in power. Naftali Bennett has become Prime Minister of Israel, heading up a coalition of eight parties, including a small Arab faction. Sunday's vote passed 60-59 and ended a two-year cycle of political deadlock, during which four elections were held. Mr. Netanyahu has vowed to have a strong voice in the opposition and had this message for his supporters.
We'll be back soon. We'll be back.
A growing number of coalition MPs are calling for the detained Tamil family on Christmas Island to be returned to Biluwila, Queensland. Medical organizations, activists, and community members are all calling for the federal government to intervene and provide visa options for the family. Liberal backbencher Katie Allen has joined coalition colleagues Trent Zimmerman, Jason Falinski, and Ken O'Dowd in wanting the family to be returned to the mainland. Dr. Allen tweeted on Sunday that the situation had gone on for too long and she's asking for a timely resolution for the well-being of the children. And now in tennis. World number one Novak Djokovic has defeated Greek tennis star Stefanos Tsitsipas in the French Open final, claiming his 19th Grand Slam singles win. It was the first final appearance for a Greek player, and despite being 12 years younger than his Serb opponent, Djokovic won in five sets on Sunday. The 34-year-old has become the third man after Australians Rod Laver and Rod Emerson to win two titles in all four of the Grand Slams.
I would like to send my big regards to all the people in Serbia who have supported me. I know that there's a lot of people that have watched, all the people that came out today and supported not just me, but also Stefanos. The atmosphere was amazing a few days ago against Rafa and today against Stefanos. Unforgettable matches, unforgettable moments for me, for my career, for my life.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers easing, 18. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, a cloudy 15. Hobart, much the same as yesterday, 14. Canberra, similar conditions, 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, also cloudy, 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 18. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, a sunny 31.